Oh, what a great feeling. Friday afternoon, almost time for the weekend. Don't you love that feeling, Nick Costos? It's like just a couple more things to do at work and then off for a fun weekend.
I got to tell you, man, I feel like every day is almost a weekend. I love what I do, love this podcast, love coming on talking to you. I love to gamble. Every day feels like Friday. It's a good thing.
All right, great. I love what I do, too, but I also love, you know, not doing it for a couple of days. I enjoy that. But you know what I'm doing tonight, my friend? Going to the Yankees game.
Excellent. You will watch the Yankees get mowed down by Chris Sale.
I probably will. White Sox over four runs today. Team total four runs.
By the way, do me a favor. Text me after the podcast. One of my, I don't know if I should say this. I'll say whatever. One of my, like, my college roommate, one of my best friends, runs the scoreboard at Yankee Stadium. Maybe get your name put up on the scoreboard during the game.
Oh, wow. All right. Yes. Oh, that's right. Last time I went to a game, I think you got your name put up there, didn't you?
The
playoff game, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I had barely known you with that. Oh, Nick Costos, I know that guy. That was a terrific moment. Well, anyway, how are you, man? How's everything?
Everything's good. I gotta tell you, life's pretty good, man. We just did the soccer show, new soccer show here. Welcome to the club on CBSSports.com. Got some of my bets together for tonight. And as you said, we are standing on the precipice of a glorious weekend. Myself in South Florida, you in the capital of the free world in New York City. So things pretty good.
And I was sad to see the Spurs go out like that, especially if that's Duncan and Ginobili's last game. But I think this is a more exciting series.
No question.
Right? Like, I'm pumped
about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it would have been very... So let's say the Spurs had handled the Thunder, right? Won the series in five or six games. I think that we're extremely excited for Spurs-Warriors, because that's what we're excited for the entire season. It seemed like we were on a collision course for that, almost from the moment that things started the season in the NBA. But now that Oklahoma City has raised its game up to this level with Durant and Westbrook, they've exercised their fourth-quarter demons. Billy Donovan has proven to be a pretty adept coach. I think that this is actually the more exciting matchup now. Durant and Westbrook going up against Curry and that cast of stars in Golden State. I think it's going to be a tremendous Western Conference final.
And, you know, Golden State, Oklahoma City, I think there's a big challenge for the Warriors, and that's on the glass. You're talking about Oklahoma City, the best rebounding team, and you're talking about Golden State, who likes to go small. And I watched the games. I didn't watch that much hoops, but I watched, I think, all three. I think they went 3-0 against Oklahoma City.
That's correct.
Yeah, right? I watched all three of those games, and they were pretty hotly contested. At least two of them were, and I think rebounding was a big part of that. So I think it's going to be interesting. I don't see how you could pick against Golden State, but...
I think you could. Because here's the thing. OKC held the lead late in all three of those games, and as was their wont at the time, they choked all of them away. But I think you've got a different Thunder team here, and I'm going to pick Golden State in seven. I do think the series will go seven. Golden State's got home court advantage. Golden State's got the reigning league MVP, back-to-back league MVP, first unanimous MVP in league history in Steph Curry. So very difficult to go against Golden State. But I can't begrudge you if you wanted to take a flyer on the Oklahoma City Thunder to win this series. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that OKC could upend the Warriors here.
Well, I guess I meant, like, if you were just making a pick, forgetting about the odds, fine. If you feel that way, I think you got to pick Golden State. But if you look at the odds, the actual odds, I mean, 4-1, over 4-1 for Oklahoma City. I'm seeing them at +430 for the series, and for the Warriors -525. I mean, it makes a ton of sense based on what you're saying to play the Thunder +430. No?
I mean, only if you legitimately think they can win. Like, for everything that I just said, I'm still going to pick Golden State to win the series. So I don't think it's worth it necessarily to put a bet down on OKC. Do I think they could win? Yes. But do I think that Golden State's going to win? I do.
Yeah. Just Curry, you know, I just looked up his numbers because I know he played. I know he put up good numbers, but I didn't know exactly how he played in the last two games. And last time out, he shot 50%. Like 5 of 11 from downtown. He killed it, basically. I don't know exactly what the totals were, but it looks like he's just fine. Thought maybe he'd be a little off coming back from the knee injury, but it looks like he's fine. So, very excited for that. If we look at, we got a game tonight, first of all. We'll get to that in a second. But if we look at championship odds, the Cavs are 7-4. The Warriors are 5-8. The Thunder are 8-1. Raptors are 50-1. Heat are 200-1. Now, if you think the Warriors, who are 5-8, are going to go 7 against the Thunder, all of a sudden, you know, I think the Cavaliers, especially if either Valanciunas or Whiteside, whichever center they play against, misses some time, they might sweep in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's setting up for them to be in a pretty favorable position if the Warriors go 7 or the Thunder goes 7 in the NBA Finals. Are their odds looking more exciting to you at 7-4?
Exactly. And look, I think the Cleveland, I think I said this after the first round, with the way things were shaking out with the Curry injury, that I thought Cleveland had a great chance to win an NBA championship, and I can't wait for whoever Cleveland ends up playing. Let's assume it's Golden State and we get a rematch of last year's final. I think it's going to be awesome, and I give the Cavs an excellent shot to win that series and for LeBron to win his third NBA championship.
All right, how about tonight's game? Toronto-Miami. This is game six. Miami needs it. They're four-point favorites. The total here is 189, and the money line is plus 150 for Toronto, minus 170 for the Heat. The Heat are four-point favorites. What do you think about this game?
I think Miami's run out of steam, and you know, the Whiteside injury, extremely unfortunate, and I think really changed things for the Heat here. Dwayne Wade's trying to do it all by himself, and Dwayne Wade is one of the great players of all time. You can make a case he's the greatest, one of the greatest shooting guards in the history of the NBA, but I don't think that he can get it done here. I think Toronto's depth is superior. If Lowry and DeRozan come out and shoot well tonight, I think the Raptors escape with the victory here. But either way, even if Miami wins tonight and it goes to a game seven in Toronto, I think the Raptors emerge victorious in this series here. With Whiteside, I think an entirely different story, but without Hassan Whiteside, I think the Raptors will eventually move on to the Eastern Conference Finals to play the Cavs.
So we got two games tonight, two playoff games tonight, one in the NBA, one in the NHL, and both of them have A picks. In fact, there's an A pick on the total and an A pick on the game for the Tampa Bay-Pittsburgh game in the NHL. This is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game one of the Western Conference Finals will be over the weekend. Who do you got tonight? Tampa Bay is plus 155 on the road. Pittsburgh, a strong favorite at home, minus 175, and the total is 5 goals.
I like the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think Pittsburgh's going to, I don't think that they're going to sweep Tampa Bay, but I don't think this is going to be a terribly difficult series for them. And that's less disrespect for Tampa as it is a ton of respect for the Penguins and the team that they've morphed into over the second half of the season. And I think you saw it. The Capitals were the best team in the NHL all season, and Pittsburgh just outskated them en route to a victory in six games. And I think you'll see something similar here, especially with no Stamkos for Tampa Bay. I think Pittsburgh wins tonight. I think Pittsburgh wins the series in six games, at the very most, possibly even in five.
All right, so we have three of our four conference finals set across the two sports. The other one will be Cleveland against either Toronto or Miami. Which series are you most looking forward to?
Oh, it's Warriors Thunder. It's not even close.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the hockey ones. Are they exciting to you?
San Jose St. Louis should be a pretty damn good series in the Western Conference in the NHL, but I don't think you compare anything to the spectacle that we're going to get with Curry going up against Durant and Westbrook.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Who do you like in the Blue Shark series?
I don't know, to be totally honest. I need to spend some more time thinking about it. I like both these teams quite a bit, and I expected it to be San Jose and St. Louis. I know I recommended on yesterday's pod, if you liked San Jose to win Game 7, you could have gotten them to win the Stanley Cup at plus 500. If you're going to make me pick a winner of this series, I think I'm going to go with the St. Louis Blues here. And the reason why is they have shown incredible toughness over the first two rounds. You know, winning Game 7 against the Chicago Blackhawks, exercising some of their demons of the past, going on the road in Game 7 in Dallas and laying an absolute whipping on Carey Letton and Antti Niemi and the Dallas Stars. I'm going to give a slight edge to St. Louis, but either way, I think this series is going to go seven games, and then the winner will emerge there to go to the Stanley Cup Final. It's going to be a great series out west.
Right now on Sportsline, we've got picks for you. We've got written content. We've got the computer simulations. We've got little headshots next to everybody's stories. And when I first glance, Nick, at the Sportsline homepage and I see a Josh Nagel article, I think he and you have very similar headshots. I think you guys...
That's a wonderful compliment to Josh.
I'll let him know that I'll clip this from the podcast and I'll send him the audio file.
I mean, you have really like that. That should, if Josh Nagel has any sense, that should make his day.
I understand you're getting into pretty good shape down there.
I've lost it's been great. I've probably lost about 10 pounds. I don't know that I necessarily needed to lose that much weight, but here I am. You know, I wanted to lean out a little, look a little better on camera. And I got to tell you, bro, I'm always honest. You know that. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I look great right now. And I think today could actually be the best looking day of my entire life. I look tan. I look well rested. I'm physically fit. I am ready to go for a big weekend in South Florida.
Until tomorrow. Tomorrow will also be the best looking day of your life.
I'm not so sure about that. It doesn't always work like that. But today, I would say that right now, May 13th in the year of my Lord, not yours, 2016, yes, that I would say that today is the best looking day of my entire life.
Of course, I'm going to church again tomorrow. That's two weekends in a row of me going to church.
I love that the Jew has been to church more times in the past year than I've been the Catholic. That's great.
So now it's our Lord. Also, I would like to say that your shirt choice today is a little uninspiring. So I don't know how you could be so complimentary of yourself when you usually have some flair on. Today it's like one solid color.
A black button down.
Yeah, what's up with that? That's not very Nick Costos, especially on a Friday.
You want to see something here? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, of course, the people listening, you can't see this, unfortunately. Adam and I on Skype, so we can see. So, Adam, I want you to describe the pants I'm wearing here. So I'm going to pull my leg up so you can see the pants that I'm wearing here today. Can you tell what color these pants are?
You should know that legitimately I am, like, colorblind. So I
I'm wearing pink pants.
Yeah, they are pink, right? Okay, you look ridiculous. That's insane.
I look great. Who wears pink pants?
Who wears pink pants?
I do.
Why?
Why not?
It's very strange.
I pull it off, bro. Listen, it's a black button down, which looks great because I look great. Pink pants, black belt, black shoes. Boom. I'm like Bret the Hitman Hart, except better looking.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Stanley Cup odds, Lightning are 6-1, Penguins are 7-5, Blues are 9-4, Sharks are 3-1. Anything you like? Anything look valuable there?
I'll tell you what doesn't look valuable. Do not place any money on the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think they are clearly team number 4 in these rankings here, and I think Pittsburgh's going to just lambaste them on the way to the Stanley Cup. I think the Penguins are going to eventually hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. I know you're not getting value on them as the favorite, but that's the way I would look. And if you were going to take a team out west, give me it one more time for St. Louis and San Jose.
It was 3-1 for the Sharks and 9-4 for the Blues.
I would probably look at St. Louis here, but to be honest, if you're going to make me make a play, I'm going to take the team that I think is going to win the championship, and that would be the Pittsburgh Penguins.
All right, what are we doing here? You know, when you and I get together, we talk baseball, so I think it's time we look at today's baseball.
I love talking baseball.
In fact, we have a game going on right now. We have the Pirates and the Cubs starting in 2 minutes with Liriano and Hamill. Hopefully a good one there in Wrigley. Now, I made a mistake last night. I did not put any money behind what would have been my favorite pick. Would have been the Cardinals. I think it was over 4.5 runs, or maybe it was over 4, whatever, at the Angels against Jared Weaver. I mentioned this, I think, 3 shows in a row now. Cardinals are the best team in baseball, best lineup in baseball against right-handed pitching, and they scored double-digit runs. I'm not going to make that same mistake again. I know I'm making at least one bet tonight, and it is St. Louis at the Dodgers over 3.5 runs. At plus 100, even money for that against Ross Stripling, a right-handed pitcher who is probably not that good. And I think they will score at least 4 runs. And I feel very good about that, Nick Costos. That is my favorite pick of the day. What is your favorite pick of today for baseball?
I don't know if I have a favorite pick just yet. I've had a very busy morning here, as I alluded to earlier. We taped our soccer show, did a bunch of other content as well, including a fantasy football mock draft review of that mock that we'd participated in yesterday. You got killed a little bit for that mock for your love for Kenyon Drake, by the way, by Jamie Eisenberg in our video. So make sure you watch out for that.
The Dynasty League mock draft.
Yes, the rookie mock draft. You took Kenyon Drake at number 6. I got Derrick Henry at number 10.
Yeah, okay, so I am a big believer in... Here's my thing. We don't know how good these guys are going to be, right? Like, it's a crapshoot, so I'm really just looking at opportunity. And if I'm in a dynasty league, I see that the Titans just traded for DeMarco Murray. So I feel like it's at least 2 years before Derrick Henry has like a clear path to being the guy. Whereas Kenyon Drake only has to beat out Jay Ajayi, who was pretty garbage after his first 2 games last season. So, you know, I'm very confident in my Kenyon Drake pick.
So basically that was a long-winded way of saying that. I've been busy and have not been able to narrow down my selections just yet, but I am looking at a number of them here, Azer, and if you'll allow me, I will run through them here.
Yeah, hit me with it.
All right, let's start off here. I like the Philadelphia Phillies as a short favorite at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Finnegan's been terrible. I don't know his first name. Brandon.
Are you getting good at guessing Finnegan? These? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, going up against Jeremy Hellickson. I like the Phillies as a short favorite in that spot. I like the Washington Nationals with Gio Gonzalez on the hill against the Miami Marlins. I will probably not play that. It's a hefty price to pay, hovering around minus 170 at the moment. But if you're looking for a parlay, the parlay, maybe a team with a big price, maybe one with a smaller one, I think you could do worse than the Washington Nationals at minus 170.
Well,
I think the Nationals will take care of business.
Yeah, I agree. Tonight. I was going to bet the Nationals team total, which is over 4, because Tom Kohler is really good at Marlins Park. In fact, I think that's a very... he's very valuable. He's always, you know, a dog at Marlins Park, or often a dog. Not valued enough at home. He's great at home, but he's on the road, and his numbers against Bryce Harper are so horrific. Bryce Harper has a 1,000 slugging percentage against Kohler, so I think they're going to score some runs. I was going to play over 4. It's minus 150. Going to lay 150 for over 4, so I'm not playing that, but I do agree that they will win this game fairly easily.
Now, unfortunately, all the value at this point is we tape this at around 2 o'clock on the East Coast PM in the afternoon, obviously not 2 in the morning. The value's gone on the Colorado Rockies here. The Mets with Matt Harvey on the mound in Coors Field against Jonas Gray and the Colorado Rockies opened up at minus 145. It's now down to Mets around minus 110, so a lot of steam on the Colorado Rockies, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Harvey has not been his usual self thus far this season, going to a hitter's park, obviously, in Coors Field. The value, however, is gone with the Rockies, so I can't recommend a play on the Rockies, but I would have had we taped this a little earlier. I actually like the Dodgers. I know you talked about that Cardinals-Dodgers matchup a little bit. I like Ross Stripling in this matchup, and I will probably lay a bet down on the Dodgers here. They are around minus 125. They opened as an underdog, and despite the public mostly being on St. Louis, the Dodgers have been pushed to a favorite. And I've got a bunch of other picks here, but I'll just really get to it and give one of my favorites here. I like the Tampa Bay Rays at home tonight against the Oakland A's. Jake Odorizzi on the hill against Rich Hill for Oakland. I think Tampa takes care of business. So that's the multiple myriad directions that I'm looking tonight in Major League Baseball.
All right. You know, I'm glad you said that because the other one I was going to do was Tampa Bay hosting Oakland. You're talking about Odorizzi at home. He's got an ERA of like 1-something at home. He's always good at home. And the A's aren't very good. Now, the problem is Rich Hill's pitching really well. So here's what's going to be the deciding factor for me. It's going to be Logan Forsythe. If he is in the lineup, I'm going to bet on the Tampa Bay Rays. If he's not in the lineup, I'm going to stay away from this game. Because as we know, the Rays, they strike out a lot, but they're very good against, or they're good against lefties. And Forsythe in particular at the top of the order, really good against lefties. So, that's going to be the deciding factor for me. I might make two bets. If not, just the one on the team total. Hey, man, the Dodgers can win all they want just as long as St. Louis scores 4 runs in this game.
Yep, and I will, as I normally do, I'll tweet out all my official plays on Twitter at the Costos a little later this afternoon.
And I got one tomorrow that I really like.
For baseball?
I don't know if I want to make it yet, though. Carlos Martinez at Scott Kazmir, Cardinals at Dodgers. Kazmir's a mess. He's just not right this year. The Cardinals are minus 101. The Dodgers are minus 109. So I'm thinking about taking the Cardinals, but haven't decided yet. What do you
think?
Gotta
wait to see what that line is, buddy, before you think about placing a bet.
Well, I did see the line. It's basically even money for the Cardinals.
Stand by here. I'm going to take a look at this. I don't know. I'm going to wait till tomorrow before I do anything with that.
Okay. I'm trying to, cause I can project. I'm the public, right? It seems like all the games I like, the public seems to like as well.
No, I don't think that's true. Not for the most part, but I mean, it does happen sometimes.
You know, another one that's interesting to me, if you want to take a gamble, is the Braves at the Royals. I mean, the Royals suck right now, and the Braves.
You can't make that bet. Not
plus
tonight.
Plus 158, but they got Tehran, and I don't really believe in Tehran, but he's been very good recently. And the Royals can't hit. I think Volquez is a good spot for him to bounce back.
I would strongly advise against that bet.
All right.
Strongly advise against it.
Campbell. I was also thinking the under in Toronto, Texas.
I actually like the Royals quite a bit tonight. I might try and work them into a parlay of some sort.
All right, Nick. So, what do we got going on this weekend?
I think there should be some sort of pool party going on tomorrow, which I'm very excited for.
Wait, you're throwing it or you're going to it or what?
I will be going to the pool party.
Okay.
Going to the pool party, which I'm pumped for. Other than that, I'm going to chill and relax. You know, I got a big trip to New York coming up here in a couple weeks. So just going to enjoy a couple weeks here in South Florida before I head back to my home city for a couple days.
Are we going to hang out?
Are we going to hang out? Yeah. No, probably not. We hang out every day. I don't need to hang out with you in person.
I accept that. That's going to do with the abbreviated version.
But you know what? Maybe I'll come in one day to the office. You don't go. You lazy bum. You podcast from home. I'm not going to Westchester to do a podcast with you.
You might like it here. I'll make you a chicken sandwich.
I don't want any of your dirty cold cuts with your igloo apartment and your cat hair infested couch. I want no part of it.
There is such an awesome bar right across the street from my place, man. I would love to take you there. Buffalo.
You don't drink.
But it's a great restaurant. Buffalo chicken mac and cheese. Outstanding.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's legit. How about this? Dr. Pepper short ribs.
That also sounds delicious.
Yeah, this place is really,
really
good. I miss
the food in New York, man.
You're lucky. Food in Florida is excellent.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, look, the food in New York is better, but the food in Florida is excellent.
The food in Florida is okay.
You and I need to talk off the air about restaurants.
It doesn't compare to New York, is all I'm saying. Nothing, like, it's good, but it's not New York. New York's the culinary capital of the world.
Yeah, no, nothing compares to New York, but you got so many New Yorkers in Florida, so they
but, like,
it.
You can't get a good slice of pizza in Florida.
Oh, that is, like, the falsest thing you've ever
Adam, seen. Adam, stop it.
No, I'm telling you. Ridiculous.
Do you know
thing.
That I'm willing to give on some of these debates we have? Like, I'm a reasonable person. That's not reasonable. That's a not reasonable comment.
All right. It's hard to get a slice, but it's not hard to get a good pizza pie.
I haven't had one good slice of pizza since I moved here.
Go to the place next to Rocco's Tacos, Nick.
What's it called?
I don't. It's right next to it. It's
on La what? Europa Cafe?
No. It's a little Italian place with wood oven pizza. It's terrific.
I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. Have a great weekend, Nick. I look forward
too,
to hearing
buddy.
From you on Monday. And thank you for ruining Game of Thrones. I don't even have to watch it Sunday because I...
I mean, you already know what's going to happen. Because as you know, whenever fans have theories about things, they absolutely, unequivocally always come true. So you know that it's guaranteed to happen.
Pretty much. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you all have a great weekend. For Nick Kostos, I'm Adam Azer. We want you to go to sportsline.com/podcast and sign up. $10 a month will be the best money you ever spent. See you later.